It is common these days for women giving birth to play DJ. Hospitals and birth centers recommend bringing music along for relaxation. Delivery rooms offer CD players or even docks for your iPod, all of which gives moms and dads, too, the chance to compose a soundtrack for the birth experience. As part of our series on women and childbirth, NPR's Allison McAdam has her own story.
I hadn't given much thought to a birth soundtrack until I went to a preparatory class. We watched a video of a woman in labor. As she moaned and pushed, you heard this playing in the background over and over and over. The soothing, repetitive reverberations of Enya. Obviously, this video was dated, you could tell from the hairstyles. But this song represented everything I did not want to hear while giving birth. Labor is athletic. It's intense. For some people, it's terrifying. For some, it's exhilarating. And I wanted a beat. I wanted to challenge the idea that you can engineer a calm environment for labor and that music might soothe the pain. And I wanted to inspire myself to keep going. There's a big hot sun, beating on the big people, in the big hot world. Not all the music in my mix is as grandiose as this Eddie Vedder song. I slapped the CD together pretty quickly. There's a song by a Somali-American hip-hop artist. When I get older, I will be. And some poppy jazz by Jamie Cullum. Will you let me romanticize? And the Avett Brothers, a combo of country, bluegrass, and rock. Ain't it like most people, I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. I did break some of my own rules making the mix. A couple cheesy, easy-listening songs sneaked in. But what matters most, the mix worked. At first, when I was in labor, I didn't even notice my husband had turned on the music. But slowly, whispers of it reached me. I am waiting, I am waiting. Waiting, an understatement for what I was doing. Now, I don't normally listen to lyrics, but this song by Olabel I had chosen for its soul and for its words. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. And when someone, my son Abraham, came out of somewhere, it seemed we had timed things perfectly. We reached the end of the CD, a triumphant finale. I still get shivers thinking about cradling that tiny, beautiful boy and hearing Bill Withers sing. I wish you flowers, sunshine and smiles. Allison McAdam, NPR News. I wish you children that
grew to make you proud. You can find Allison's entire labor mix at nprmusic.org. And we want to hear your stories about giving birth to music. What did you choose? Surprise us. You can write to us at nprmusic.org. I wish you well.
Tie around your house. shoe, truckloads of cheer.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.